Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Jesse the Planet is here. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. I tell you what, it's so wonderful to come in to, if you're at your home or wherever you are watching this. There's a little 5-minute segment, but it's a blessing of the Lord. I want to talk about something, you know, and everybody knows I'm a Christian. I'm blood bought, like they say. But a lot of times I notice preachers and preachers of all things, and a lot of Christian people say, they think of Jesus in the past. Why? Jesus is not a past figure. He's a present power. I want to talk about that. See, when you have Christ with you daily instead of just Sunday, I don't just think of God on Sunday as a day of worship. I get up every morning going, hello, Jesus. He say, hi, Jesse. See, it's a daily thing, not a past figure, a present power. And when you have him as a present power, if sickness comes, you go, oh, no, thank you. Because by his stripes, I'm already healed before you, Satan, are trying to put something on my body to make me sick. That's a present power talking there. You see what I'm saying? Or if you're having trouble with your family, and your kids are going nuts on you, instead of going, oh, God, I hope they can get to... No, you don't hope it. There's a promise that you got the promise of your family down to 1,000 generations. That means not a past figure Jesus is going to do that, but a present power. Here's a scripture, St. John 14, verses 1. Verse 3, it says, let not your heart be troubled. I don't know why people can't say that. That's why I'm not troubled by anything. You believe in God, Yahweh, Elohim, Jehovah. Jesus said this, believe also in me. Now you think about that. That's a present power. Christ in you, not Christ on you or around you. He said, it's expedient that I go away. He's still present because he went away, but he sent the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, or he would not come. They don't cross each other. They don't do things. Everything the Holy Spirit talks to you about, you heard from the Father. Now, you think about that. But if you think of Jesus or the Holy Spirit or the Father in the past, he will never be a present power in you today. See, some people say healing's not for today. You know, I know it is. A lot of sick people. Jesus healed all that were oppressed of the devil. Think about that. See, so I think of Christ all the time as a present power instead of a past figure. Yes, I know he hung on the cross. Yes, I know the crucifixion. I know all those things. Turn the water into wine, you name it. I know all that. But I just like him sitting right next to me. Or if I'm going to a meeting, he's in that plane on the other, in the next seat. Everywhere I go, I don't go by myself. I've had people say it all the time, but Jesse, you ever get lonely? No. I mean, do you miss your family? Yeah, I mean, I'm on the road a lot. Like, I'm never alone because Christ is with me all the time. I'll never leave you or forsake you. Here's another scripture, Psalms 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Now, a past figure cannot help you when you're having a now trouble. But if he is a present power, he can knock out all that trouble just that quick. Are you getting this? You understand what I'm saying? That was just knowing God instead of just knowing about it. But I notice that a lot of people, they look for Sunday. And I love Sunday. I love that. That's the Lord's day. I mean, I love it. But every day should be the Lord's day. And you know, and he's so concerned about us and wants you to know what's going to happen. Let me go back to St. John 14, verses 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Then he start talking about how you're going to live in my Father's house or many mansions. I like that. If it were not so, I would have told you. He keeps talking. I go prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Even though he is in heaven and the Holy Spirit is inside of us, he's still a present power instead of a past figure. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Very simple thought, but yet very profound. Knowing that God is always with you no matter where you are. I've flown over thousands and thousands of, call them gallons, of water. I've flown over the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, Mediterranean. And I'm what? People say, you're not afraid? No. This present power, not this past figure, is with me every day. Faith that fact and watch what God will do in your life today instead of just tomorrow. Jesse the Planet saying, I love you. See you next week. God bless. Bye-bye.